All right, welcome back to the show, the Len Martez Show here on Black Sports ESPN 1430. Today that a lot of us are waiting in anticipation, it's here and pretty much over with, but we can talk about the players coming to Blacksburg. We're here with Chris Coleman at TechSideline.com. What's up, Christopher? How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. Any day I get some cheese fries in front of me.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that. I forgot to mention. You almost enjoy that as much as we do. Actually, what? I think you do as much as we do.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And Christopher's talking about the champs Wednesday here on Blacksburg's ESPN 1430. Got a chance to eat some cheese fries, huh?
Yeah, and you always badger me about karaoke. I went last week. Pretty good times, man.
You know what? Don't get me started. Somehow I'm going to get dragged into going because I already got one person asking me to go, and then you're talking about it now. Before I know it, somebody's going to call me and say, hey, Len, you know what? Karaoke, you got to go. You got to go. The Champs Wednesdays here on Black Sports ESPN 1430 here with Chris Coleman at TechSideline.com. Christopher, 31 commitments. They're all signed and sealed. The only guy not coming is Bobby Massey, correct?
Correct. He's a decommit. I don't know if you could really call him a decommit or not. I think that was more of a mutual parting of the ways there. I'm not sure he was taking care of his end of the deal. You know, I think he's going to have to go to prep school. But, you know, even with the loss of Massey, really good recruiting class for Virginia Tech. Everybody else stayed true to their commitment, you know. So I'm really excited about this class, and I think all Tech fans are.
Well, let's start with that class. Let's go offense first, Christopher. Let's go with the Virginia Tech signees on the offensive side, and let's start with that offensive line. Let's talk about Michael Veer, offensive tackle, 6'6", 260. What do we know about him?
He's a Tech guy. He comes out of Greensboro, North Carolina. His family, you know, are Virginia Tech season ticket holders. He's been coming to Tech games his entire life. The guy had a good offer list. Florida even came in with an offer well after he had verbaled to Virginia Tech. But, you know, he's true to his commitment. He's an offensive lineman that I really like. You know, tall and rangy, 6'6", 260 pounds. They're going to get him up to 300 pounds, and it's going to be a good 300 pounds. You know, it's going to be a muscular 300 pounds. He's an athletic guy. I think he could play guard or tackle, to be honest with you. But I think right now they like him at offensive tackle. Just the type of offensive lineman that I like.
He's ranked highly as far as both those positions you mentioned, offensive guard or tackle. Don't see much for a defensive side, and do see that flip-flopping back and forth as far as offense, defense is concerned, as far as linemen's concerned, but not the case with Michael Veer. You got a deep offensive line right now, Chris, pretty much a redshirt this year.
Oh, definitely a redshirt. When a guy comes in, you know, he's not very big yet. He's only 260 pounds. You get him a year under Gentry, and then you start talking about maybe competing for the two deep. But, you know, long-term future, I really like his potential.
One of those guys, when we talk about offense, defensive tackles, is a guy named Nick Becton, kid from Wilmington, North Carolina. What do we know about him?
You know, he's 6'7", I believe. Some people even say 6'8". And Virginia Tech generally goes with shorter defensive tackles. The tallest defensive tackle you'll ever see at Tech is Barry Booker, who's 6'4", you know, this past year. Most of them go around the 6'1", 6'2", 6'3", range, which, you know, I think they might start Becton out at defensive tackle, you know, and just give him a chance there to see if he can play this year for depth purposes. But I think long-term, he's probably an offensive tackle prospect.
How about another offensive tackle? You talk about wanting to get your guys up to that 300 range. Well, here's a guy who's already at that stage right now, 6'5", 300-pound, Vincent Painter.
And he's a good 300 pounds, too. Some people have him as a top recruit in the state, four-star guy. You know, pretty much could have gone anywhere he wanted to, but chose Virginia Tech. You know, I love Tech's offensive line depth this year because of the guys they redshirted last year. So, you know, I don't think he's a guy who is going to play this year, but, you know, if there was anybody in this class who could on the offensive line, it would be him. I think he's got a bright future as well.
Len Martez and Chris Coleman of TechSideline.com breaking down the 31 commitments that have signed with Virginia Tech today on the signee day on this Wednesday, Champs Wednesday here on Blacksburg's ESPN 1430. Chris, let's go from the offensive line. Let's go to the tight ends. Let's talk about a kid named Eric Martin. 6'2", 240-pound kid from Woodbridge up north in Virginia. What do we know about Mr. Martin?
He's probably my sleeper in this class. He came to Tech's camp last summer, and he had always been a Tech fan, and the Hokie coaches got to evaluate him in person before anybody else did, and they loved him, so they gave him a scholarship offer, and he accepted on the spot. So, you know, his recruiting never even got out of the gate. He'd already committed to Virginia Tech just like that. So, you know, you're not going to see him ranked higher because of that, because he committed so early. But I think he's a very good athlete. He's got good hands. He's also got the frame, the coaches believe, where he could possibly, you know, if he gets big enough, play center or offensive guard. So I think he's a versatile prospect, maybe my sleeper of the class.
Do we agree with the fact that the Hokies sometimes take their tight ends, a guy like Martin with good feet, and turn him into linemen.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, that's pretty obvious what they do. You look at Dwayne Brown, you look at Ed Wang. Nick Marshman, believe it or not, is a guy who was a tight end in high school. You know, so Virginia Tech is not shy about converting tight ends to linemen.
I'd hate to have the fact of playing safety and have to tackle Nick Marshman. That's scary. Yeah. I played there, and I would hate to think that I'd have to tackle a guy that big. That's a big boy to have to tackle. Let's go to the position that may need the most help offensively. That's the wide receivers. Let's talk about Darrell Roberts, a kid from Winter, Virginia. Number 3 ranked player in the state as far as Roanoke's times. What do we know about Darrell?
Darrell might be the top playmaker in the state of Virginia. He's a guy who played mostly running back in high school, but you know, he was a very prolific runner for Smithfield High School. He could catch the ball out of the backfield. He's a good 6'1", 6'2", good hands. You know, he's the guy I think could contribute right away at wide receiver, and Virginia Tech will need somebody to do that this year. They will need a true freshman to step into the two deep, most likely, and he's your best candidate. I think he's got a nice future, you know, at Virginia Tech. Like I said, a lot of people think he's a top playmaker in the state, and we all know Virginia Tech needs playmakers on offense.
Speaking of that, the guys that are leaving here, meaning the Joshes and Justin and Eddie, those guys leave, came in as freshmen, and got a massive amount of playing time and actually get to leave here with 4 years under the belt of actually getting a lot of playing time. You mentioned Darrell. Could he be like one of those four guys?
Oh, absolutely.
And be here 4 years and play as much as he can?
Absolutely. He could be here for 4 years and get a lot of playing time in each year and be one of Virginia Tech's most prolific receivers ever by the time he's done. You know, I hate to put the kid on that kind of pedestal. You know, this time, this early, he hasn't even enrolled yet. But, you know, at the same time, if he lives up to that four-star billing, he has the chance to be that type of player.
Let's stay with the wide receivers, and we're talking to Chris Coleman of TechSideline.com on the Champs Wednesday. Here we're breaking down the 31 commitments to Virginia Tech football. Let's talk about the wide receivers. Stay there with a kid named Jarrett Boykin, same size as Darrell Roberts, 6'2", pretty much weight-wise, 195. What do we know about Mr. Boykin?
He's, you know, kind of a late bloomer, but, you know, very prolific receiver down there in North Carolina. You know, he's got good size. You list him at 195 there. I've seen him listed as high as 210 pounds. So, you know, it varies. We'll have to see when he gets here. You know, Boykin and all these other Virginia Tech receivers, the thing you notice about them, there's nobody who's 6'3", 270. You know, there's nobody who needs a year or two to fill out in the weight room. They all look like, from a physical standpoint, they're all ready to play. Now, it just, you know, it depends on how mentally advanced they are when they get here.
Let's talk about some of the bigger receivers. Let's talk first about Randall Dunn, 6'3", 212. Don't know if he's listed somewhere else bigger than that, but 212 and 6'3", that's a pretty big wide receiver.
It is. He's pretty raw, I think. He didn't start playing football until his junior year of high school. I think he was always a basketball guy before then. But another Tech recruit, Marcus Davis, was his quarterback this past year, and they both had very good seasons. And, you know, Dunn's another guy who's going to throw his hat into the pool of early playing time this year, and we'll just have to see how it works out.
How about DJ Coles, another kid, 6'3", 205. He's ranked number 11th player in the state of Virginia by the Roanoke Times. What does he bring to Blacksburg?
He brings quite a bit. I think he's actually our number 5 player in the state. He's got great size. You know, he's 6'4", 210, 215 pounds. He's going to be a big wide receiver in college. Probably going to have to prep, though. Don't look for him this fall. Look for him enrolling the year after.
One more before we get into the guys who could make a difference this year. How about Austin Fuller, 6'2", 205? What do we know about Austin?
Austin's a guy, you know, he's a good typical Virginia Tech recruit, you know, not the most highly touted guy in the world, but he's a guy who wanted to be a Hokie. And I think they're penciling him in at wide receiver right now, but he's a guy who could fit in either side of the ball. Defensively, maybe whip or rover, something like that. So he's a versatile player.
You got two guys the size of Eddie Royal, maybe an inch or two shorter than Eddie, Ben Barber and Kendrick Presley. What do we know about them?
Barber's a guy I really like. He's got good body control, good hands, goes up and catches the ball at its highest point. Maybe not the greatest athlete in the world, but a good wide receiver. Who was the other? Presley. Man, we have so many recruits, I'm forgetting here. Presley's a very good athlete who actually signed with Tech last year, originally went to Hargrave this year. He's a very good athlete. I don't know a lot about him because he's from out of state. Didn't get a lot of offers originally because of his grades, but he's apparently had a really good year for Hargrave.
Based on where the wide receivers are now and the guys coming in, you know, the names we mentioned, Darrell Roberts seems to be the favorite to right now. I know it's only February. Darrell Roberts seems to be a favorite to get the most playing time. Can you think of anyone else that could actually see action next year?
I think your next two would probably be Dunn and Boykins. I think from a physical standpoint, they're ready. It's just going to depend on whether they're able to come in and pick up the offense.
Let's talk running backs real quick if we can. And I know we shouldn't actually kind of gloss over this position, but the running backs position is kind of full when you look at the backs right now at Virginia Tech right now. But one of the prizes of this class is 5'10", 200-pound Ryan Williams. We know a lot about this kid.
Yeah, we do. He's a great talent at running back. When you look down the line at all the running backs Virginia Tech has signed, as far as a rating standpoint, this guy is number two only behind Kevin Jones, who was the number one overall recruit in the entire country. Ryan Williams, you know, he's a very, very prolific runner in high school up for Lauren Johnson, who used to play for Virginia Tech back in the 1990s. He was a starter for the East in the high school All-American game, which was on ESPN2 earlier in the month of January. The beauty of it is there's so many bodies at running back at Tech right now that you can redshirt Ryan Williams. But I think he has the talent that if he can pick up the offense and show he can pass block, that he could possibly work his way in there to some playing time. We'll just have to see. But you can never have too many good running backs.
There's about five of them. Oof. Okay. Got to take a short time out here on the Len Martez Show at Champs Wednesday. Talking to Chris Coleman at TechSideline.com. When we get back, we'll finish up with the offense and look into the defense right here on Black Sports ESPN 1430. Yeah.
Yeah, we've known him about him for a while. You know, Lauren Johnson, who played for us here, was his coach. Lauren took a great interest in him, and it's been a good relationship for both of them, Ryan with Lauren, Lauren with Ryan. So we've known about him, and you know, I think he's an extremely talented guy. He's been hurt a little bit, nicked up, and you know, you want him to stay healthy. But if he stays healthy, I think our Tech fans are going to like watching him run up and down the field.
That's Coach Beamer talking today to the media about Ryan Williams. Welcome back to the show, the Len Martez Show here on Blacksburg's ESPN 1430 on a Champs Wednesday. Alongside me, Chris Coleman of TechSideline.com, breaking down the 31 recruits who have made it official. They will become Hokies come the 2008 year. And Chris, we left off with Ryan Williams, a player that you think may make a difference next year in a loaded position, by the way, as far as running backs concerned. Let's talk about some of the other backs that are coming here and part of this class that's coming in. One of the other guys coming in, a guy named Tony Gregory. What do we know about Tony?
You know, Tony's a pretty good running back out of the 757 area where Virginia Tech gets most of their recruits. You know, he's a possible prep candidate, so I think he's a definite redshirt, too, if he does come in. I think he's a definite redshirt whenever he gets here. He's just got to add some more pounds and muscle mass, but he's got talent.
Can you think of another year, and you know this program pretty well, can you think of another year where the running backs have been this loaded?
No. I think they're pretty loaded, but at the same time, they're unproven. You know guys like Darren Evans and Josh Oglesby and Jairae Cheeseman are talented, but they've yet to prove it on the field. You know, so you're excited about it, but at the same time, you know, if they don't prove it on the field, you could find yourself in the exact same position as you were last year when you had zero depth. You know, so, hopefully things will work out next year. I think it will. I think they will.
All right, before we get into the defense, let's talk about the guys who take the snaps. Talk about two guys. Let's start with Marcus Davis. You mentioned Davis before when we talked about Randall Dunn, his partner in crime when they played in high school. What do we know about Marcus besides the fact that he played with Randall?
Well, you know, he was all set to play wide receiver this past year, but then the quarterback got hurt, so they plugged him back in there to start a quarterback for him for most of the season. And he was just considered a wide receiver recruit or an athlete, you know, for basically his entire recruiting process. They got to the end of his senior year, and his film at quarterback was very impressive, and Virginia Tech needs a quarterback, so they started recruiting him as a quarterback. I believe Penn State did the same, and that was his two finalists, and he ended up choosing Virginia Tech. So, you know, he's a guy who, you know, I'm pretty sure we'll redshirt this year because the Tech already has Tyrod Taylor and Sean Glennon, but he's got a chance to be the number two quarterback maybe the year after, and that's important because you didn't want to bring in a true freshman and have a true freshman be Tyrod's backup in 2009. You know, so I think it's very important to land Marcus Davis.
Who's the next guy as far as the taking snaps concerned? Could be a guy named Joseph Clayton. Juju, you talk about Marcus being the number two guy behind Tyrod after Sean leaves. Where does Juju fit in?
He's going to gray shirt, it looks like. He's going to enroll in January 2009, so he'll be a year behind Marcus Davis, which is good. You like to have some spacing among your quarterbacks like that. And, you know, if there's one position where you need to over-recruit for, if anything, it's quarterback. you know, because, you know, you look around the ACC, and some teams are struggling to find a halfway decent starter, you know, much less a good starter and a competent backup. And that's where I think Virginia Tech really has an advantage heading into the next season, but that's another conversation, you know, for another time. But you can never have too many good quarterbacks in your program.
Chris Coleman of TechSideline.com joins us on ESPN 1430. Hey, Champs Wednesday here on the Len Martez Show. And, Chris, let's talk about the defense. Now, we talked the offense. Let's talk about the defense. And an area where the Hokies lose a lot of players, maybe not all of them, because Macho Harris does come back, but you do lose a lockdown corner in Brandon Flowers. Let's talk about one of the kids coming in, a big kid in 6'2", 205 pounds, Lorenzo Williams. What do we know about the kid from Fayetteville?
I think the Tech staff feels like they've really got a steal in him. He was at the North Carolina-South Carolina Shrine Bowl a few weeks back and really blew up down there with a lot of coaches in attendance. They feel like even though he's only a three-star player, he's a four-star talent type of guy. And you know, he's a big corner in the mold of Jimmy Williams, and Virginia Tech, you know, at times has used those big corners like that. I think he's going to redshirt because Virginia Tech has four cornerbacks coming back next year. But I think he's got a chance to have a very good future down the line. And if cornerback does not work out for him for some reason, he's definitely got the size to play safety.
You know, a quick glance at these cornerbacks coming in. And here's another kid over 6 feet tall, actually 6 feet tall, and Peter Rose, 6 feet, 190. Nice size for the cornerbacks, getting a big kid like that in here.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think these guys are boundary-type cornerbacks that they can come up and play the run. They're physical, you know, especially Lorenzo Williams. But, yeah, Virginia Tech always lacks size in their corners. You know, even the shorter ones are always stocky. You know, Brandon Flowers was only 5'9", 5'10", but he was 195, 200 pounds. You know, he was a stocky guy. So, you know, I think Virginia Tech just likes their defensive backs to be very physical. And I think they got a very physical group in this and a very skilled group.
How about Eddie Whitley, 6'1", 190, kid from Butler Matthews, North Carolina. Could play safety, could play cornerback. Fact that we lose a guy like DJ Parker here, one of these three guys could see some action at safety, too.
Yeah, it's possible. Eddie Whitley is a guy who actually missed his senior year with a torn ACL. Otherwise, I think he would be rated higher. He tore his ACL before the season started and missed the whole year. He should be ready to go by the time this season comes around, but I think it's a little unfair to ask him to step into a playing time role when he didn't even play his senior year of high school. So I think he's pretty much a definite redshirt. If his knee needs any more rehabbing, go ahead and get it done, but I think he's got a bright future. You know, before he got hurt, he was a pretty hot, highly touted guy.
Speaking of bright futures, Brett Warren has a bright future now that the two linebackers, Xavier Deeby and Vince Hall, are gone, but you got to replace those guys, and there's some linebackers coming in here now. How about Quilly Odom, 6'2", 220? What do we know about that kid?
Odom signed with Tech last year. I love his speed down the line of scrimmage, how he chases the ball. He looks like how Xavier Deeby looked in high school against the run, basically. I'm not sure how good he is in coverage, but he went to Hargrave this year. Robert Prunty says he's the best linebacker he's coached since Ahmad Brooks. I don't know. We'll see, but I know he's pretty highly touted linebacker. He put on a lot of weight since he was in high school, so he might have a chance to crack the two deep this year. We'll see.
Number 14, inside linebacker, rated by ESPN.com and Scouts, Inc., and Todd McShay. How about Allen Stevens, 6'1", 235?
Allen's a big linebacker. He'd play the Mike linebacker position like Fensal. He's a big-time hitter. He's just one of those types of players that you just don't want to get in front of, you know, whether it's on special teams or whether you're a lead block and fullback. Just a really nasty, hard-nosed football player. You know, should be a good fit for Bud Foster.
It's not strange to look at the recruits and see there's a lot of linebackers on this 31 list. Kid 6'2", 238, that's real big to come into college right now, and that's Bruce Taylor, kid from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. What do we know about Bruce?
Bruce, very early commitment to Virginia Tech in September 2006, chose Tech over UNC, South Carolina, Florida State, teams like that. He's a guy, now a couple of these guys could end up at defensive end. Bruce Taylor's one of them who could end up at defensive end. Allen Stevens possibly could. If you look down the list at McCoy, he's a guy who is only listed at about 210 pounds. I've heard he's up to around 225, 230 pounds. And if you're that big already, you're only going to get bigger. You know, defensive end could be these guys' likely destination in the future. We'll see. But I like Bruce Taylor a lot. Over 200 tackles and about 50 tackles for loss as a sophomore in high school. You know, really prolific player.
Another guy with that type of size, you mentioned Derek McCoy, who's 6'3". How about Xavier Boyce, who's a 6'4", 210-pound linebacker? You mentioned the fact that once they get into the program, could put on some size. All of a sudden, you've got a 6'4", 240-pound defensive end.
I was a little surprised to see him slotted at linebacker. He was a guy who you thought maybe Rover or wide. I think a lot of times they were thinking about him at wide receiver, but I think right now they would slot him at the whip linebacker position. They like a guy out there on in space with good coverage ability, and right now I think that's where they'd slot him.
All right, let's talk about one more linebacker. Let's talk about Jake Johnson, 6'2", 235-pound kid. Where's he fit in?
You know, he's just a physical specimen. You know, there's a famous picture of him around the internet of him flexing, and you know, all the tech fans just fell in love with him right there. You know, but I think they call him AJ Hawk because he's got the long hair and he plays linebacker. But he's got I really like his speed and his strength. He's very aggressive. You know, just another piece of the puzzle. Got a chance to be a good player.
Let's talk about the front four now. And you lose guys like Chris Ellis and Barry Booker, and you've got to replace those guys now. Let's talk about a kid named Leon Mackey, 6'4", 275. It's a heck of natural size already.
Absolutely. I've heard he's actually dropped a little bit and is down to about 260 pounds. He's a guy who could play defensive end or tackle. I think they're going to slide him at defensive end right now and try to get a little more size out there at the defensive end spot. And he's going to contend for early playing time, I think. Tech might need some depth at defensive end this year, and he's definitely a contender.
How about a guy named Isaiah Hamlet? Could Isaiah see some playing time next year?
It's possible. I think he's a redshirt candidate, but, 6'4", 245, 250 pounds. You know, he's got the size already, but I think, you know, I'm pretty sure he'll redshirt.
You know, the good thing about the linebackers, actually, you know what? Pretty much a lot of the defense from the front back, a lot of competition because there's a lot of play time available. Moving on to the defensive tackles, we've got a kid named Antoine Hopkins. Where's he fit in? 6'2", 280.
280. They thought he was originally going to be maybe a defensive end, but he grew into a defensive tackle. They really remind them of Kevin Lewis and Jonathan Lewis, former defensive tackles for Tech, from the Richmond area. You know, so he's very familiar with those guys, and Charlie Wiles does a great job with defensive linemen. I see him being a good player, you know.
They dipped into Florida and get a kid out of Ovieta, Florida, and Dwight Tucker, 6'2", 280. What do we know about Dwight?
He's an interesting recruit in that as a junior he played linebacker and then put on, 30 or 40 pounds, and they switched him down to defensive tackle. And he's a very athletic defensive tackle and fits the Virginia Tech defensive tackle mold. You know, after a redshirt year, he'll probably play at 6'2", 290 pounds or something like that, Carlton Powell size, and that's a typical Virginia Tech defensive tackle.
Last one for you, Chris Coleman at TechSideline.com, joining us on ESPN 1430 on a Champs Wednesday. One of the last guys actually to give Tech the verbal commitment was Joe Jones, 6'2", 245 from Virginia Beach. What do we know about Joe?
He's my sleeper on defense. I think he gets off the ball very quickly. He's moved back and forth his entire life to different states. As a sophomore, he lived in Virginia. As a junior, he lived in Tennessee. Moved back to Virginia this year. So that made him fly under the radar in the recruiting circles quite a bit. Picked up some good offers right there at the end. Like I said, you know, the guy got 17 sacks this past year. When you get 17 sacks in high school football, when they don't throw the ball a whole lot, that really shows something about you. I watched a little film on him today. Gets off the ball very quickly. And, you know, I think he's got a chance to be a good player. All these guys do. We just have to wait and see.
As far as the secondary is concerned, we're talking to Chris Coleman at TechSideline.com. Before we let you go, as far as the secondary is concerned, it's one of my biggest areas of concern because you can get hit with the big plays. Do you think any of the guys we've talked about today, as far as the defense is concerned, could they be in that secondary come September?
I think it's possible, but I don't think it's likely any of these guys play because I think Virginia Tech has four cornerbacks that are ready to play. I think if there's an injury at free safety, then they will slide Cam Chancellor over to free safety and start Dorian Porch at Rover. So I think the Tech is covered in the secondary this year, and they can't afford to redshirt all these guys. Unless they have multiple injuries, then that's a different story.
In addition to that, don't forget we got running backs here that have played secondary in high school, and they could move over there. Billy Hyde brought that up to us, too.
Yeah, Jairi Cheeseman actually is a former boundary cornerback for Virginia Tech. Kenny Lewis is another possibility. So Tech has plenty of options right back there. I think they can afford to redshirt all these guys.
All right, Chris, thanks for the time, brother. As always, good job. And I know things will slow down a little bit for you now, right?
Yeah, slow down a little bit. But if the basketball team, if they can get over last night's loss to NC State.
Bad one.
Get back on the winning ways. then and we make maybe a little bit of a run of the bubble here, then might get a little busy.
Well, we'll see. Got to pick up the pieces on Saturday at 2 o'clock against the Canes.
That's right.
All right, Chris, thanks for the time, brother, as always.
All right, buddy, take care.
Chris Coleman at TechSideline.com joining us here on ESPN 1430, breaking down 31 new recruits coming here to Blacksburg. Short time out. Be right back on the Len Martez Show.